Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your boy, Elohim. Boy. We're here today on a very important topic today, one that I don't really like to get into, but there's so much controversy around the topic, but I think we should get into it. The topic for today is, what does it mean to be gay? I'm not sure that all of my texts went out. I'm having a problem with the texts going out. I'm using this new system. So we'll see how it goes, okay? And naturally, before we start each show, we like to talk about love. Love is to act and make others feel good, okay? If you're committing an act and it doesn't make the other person feel good, don't commit the act, because that's how you sustain a relationship. You sustain a relationship by committing acts that make the other person feel good. And love is a lot of times about the little things that we tend not to do sometimes, you know, but we need to we need to focus on some of the little things, because that's what really solidifies the relationship going into the years, you know. For instance, if you do things especially just for that person, let's say the person likes rocky road ice cream. There's no rocky road ice cream in the refrigerator. And you don't know about eating rocky road ice cream in the house, but your mate. So, on your way home from work or wherever you're coming from, stop by and pick up some rocky road ice cream. Those little things make a big difference. Learn the size clothes they wear, what colors they like. All the little things that you should know, that's what you should be learning, you know, about the person. And don't push the person's buttons just to see, well, I want to make sure he loves me. You know, you push the buttons, you keep pushing the buttons to check. See, if he loves you, you'll find out that, no, he don't love you no more. And because those acts that you're doing creates a negative impact on the person. Now, we're not going to get into the whole lecture, but the heart has a neural net that connects with the brain, and it remembers the acts that you commit against that person. And as you commit those acts against that person literally, the heart gives off a hormone to make that person feel uncomfortable and uneasy. And if it happens enough time, hey, that person's out. So don't do things to check to see if your person loves you. You know, they come home every day and they're doing what they got to do, you know. And they're showing you little things that they need, that you need to see, you know, to let you know that they're thinking about you all the time, you know. Then that should be enough, okay? You know, we're not going to get into the whole love lecture, but love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? And so that's what we should be somewhat focusing on, right? I don't know if the board's working. I'm using a different system here. I don't know if my text went out. I'm using a different system on that, too. But I got a text, so hopefully everybody else got one too. Okay, we're going to get right into the topic today. What does it mean to be gay? Oh boy, that's a big one, you know. First of all, once we get into who you are, right? You're part male, part female. Everybody is, you know. There's nobody trapped inside you. If you're a guy, there's no female trapped in you. If you're a woman, there's no male trapped in you. You are definitely half male, half female, you know. And these are some of the things that we have to get into. You're half male, half female. That's what you are. That's who you are. What is it, 43 chromosomes from the male, 43 chromosomes from the female, they get together, bone, and make the baby. So there's nobody trapped inside of you. That's who you are. You're half female and half male. That's how you're made up, you know. Now, with the same nature. Nature decides that we need extra men, so men come in, they decide we need women, so women come in, you know? And why do we have men that are soft? Because we need men that are sensitive to what the females are going through. That's the frequency under which we're living at mentally. Why don't we have women that are kind of masculine, you know? Because we need women to fight through the crap that the men are putting up to keep them from being what they're supposed to be, you know? So, so all of this is, so all of this is what's going on and why men and women, why some men are made men and some females are made females, because we need them both. Now, let's think about the culture of Read With Yourself, all right? We're in a culture. That's our natural culture, Read With Yourself, all right? Now, if you're wasting your if you're wasting that energy, okay, all right, if you're wasting that energy naturally, you're not going to get anything from it, you know. And if you're so weak that if for you it's all about the pleasure and nothing else, then you know, you'll be able to do, you'll do all kinds of crazy stuff, but it's just about the pleasure and nothing else, you know? If your conscious entity, that's within, the God within, that's what we call Elohim. If that Elohim doesn't, it's not in control of the physical, no, tell them what you might do. And if your sex drive is the strongest drive that we have, because we need the babies. It's just that simple. We need the babies, you know. Now, you have to think about it, you know. You really have to think about it, because it says in the book that we'll become one flesh. You want us to act in marriage, becoming one flesh. And when you become one flesh like that, the end result of the one flesh makes babies. Okay? Now, you have to think about this. What would the nation be if we didn't make babies? What would it be if we didn't make babies? Okay? Look, if you got three legs, you're a woman. If you got three legs, you're a man. And a man and a woman come together, he makes three. And a nation is born. Where do you think the nations come from? The great societies come from. They come from men and women making babies. So, I mean, let's talk about who you are, okay? Psalm 82. Coming from the Bible. Because the Bible lets you know who you are. You know, all this other crap that we're talking about. You trying to relate yourself to a landmass. That's not who you are. African, American, Greek, Chinese. That's not who you are, okay? We're made up of five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white. And you are, as individually, a God. Psalm 82, you are God. That's what it tells you who you are. And if you're a God, you can do whatever you want, as long as it don't hurt or affect another God. So if you're sleeping with a, if you engage in a relationship with the same-sex partner, you know, you have every right to do so. You're a God, you know. But there's consequences. In the culture of Read With Yourself, there's consequences for you doing that. There's no babies, you know. We need the babies. Without the babies, stop and think about it for a minute. Without the babies, right, what does society be? How can we build nations if there's no babies? You know what I'm saying? So as a God, you have the right to do whatever you want. Can't anybody judge who you're sleeping with. But as a nation, we need the babies. So that's why it's important for men to be with females and females to be with men, you know? There's nobody trapped inside of you. 43 chromosomes male, 43 chromosomes women. That makes the human body. That makes you who you are. So there's no body trapped inside you. You are actually part female and part male. That's how it works, okay? And we can understand that based on what we've been going through as society, why we need sensitive men, so sensitive men come out. Why we need strong females, so strong females come out. We need strong females to fight through all the crap that the men are putting the females through. And we need sensitive males to be sensitive to the plight that the women are going through. Right? This is where you're coming out like that. You know? Ain't there's nobody trapped in there. You are half male and half female. That's who you are, okay? But as guys, yes, you have the right to sleep with whatever you want. You need to sleep with animals, anything you feel like it. As a guy, you have that right. But there's consequences for every action under the culture of what you sow. You're not, if you're putting your juices, your life juices in a waste trap, you know, ain't no babies coming out of there. Without the babies, there's no nation. Think about that. You can actually start a nation yourself if you want. You and a female, male and female, go somewhere and have a kid, right? Have 10, 11 children. Right? Out of those 10, 11 children, they'll have 10, 11 children. That's the beginning of a whole new nation. Okay? You can go off to yourself, make up rules, laws, and everything else, start acquiring land, and you name what you have a new nation built. Okay? Well, think about this for a second. When Abraham started out, it was him, Sarah, and his nephew. Okay? Got in trouble. His nephew got in trouble, right? He took an army to go and rescue him. Here's the question. Where did the army come from? That's the thing. Where did the army come from? Okay? The army came from male, female, getting together, making the babies. We need the babies, okay? Now, you're engaged in what they call a lifestyle. The way they act, the way they do things, the way they want to be about themselves, you know? I mean, nobody can literally judge you for what you do. That's up to you, okay? But I'm just saying, the consequences of guys getting with guys, men get with women, when they get with women, there's no babies. What you're doing is not, from a standpoint of a guy, that's what you want to do. Hey, that's what you want to do. That's what's up, you know? I can't judge the lifestyle that you're getting involved in. You follow what I'm saying? All I know is that we need the babies, you know? If you got three or four babies and you decide to go into that lifestyle, okay, fine. You did your part. We done made some babies, okay? Now you just want to live just for pleasure. That's up to you, you know? But that's basically what it is. You're living just for pleasure, all right? That's the stand, you know. This is the this is Elohim Speaks Sunday. So if you have a comment, you want to say anything about what does it mean to be gay, you know, then hit one, press one on your dial, and I'll chime in, and you can chime in and we'll see what's going on, okay? But that's what we're talking about today. This is a subject that I don't really get into too much because so many more important things. Well, I don't know if there's anything more important than keeping a nation going. We have to think about that, too. Is there anything more important than keeping a nation going, okay? Like I said, as guys, you can do whatever you want. No one can judge you as long as you're consenting with one. If you're consenting with one another, but the consequence is the decline of the human race. We need those babies. Now, let me read something here. Right? This is, like I say, this is an open topic. So anytime you want to chime in on what does it mean to be gay, just hit one on your dial, and I'll let you in, and you can communicate on, you can say whatever you have on your mind or whatever. Now, we're not going to debate you about it because the subject is not up for debate. If you want to give your opinion, we'll accept your opinion, and everybody can listen to your opinion, okay? But we're not going to debate you over the topic, all right, because this is not what we do on the show. Everybody has different opinions, and that's okay. You know, we have to learn to live with each other's different opinion, but we don't put each other down because of their opinion, okay? Now, my opinion is, right, we need the babies, you know. How do you build a nation without children? actually, you can, a male and female can get together, like I said a few minutes ago, and go out and build the nation if they want, you know, just by having babies. It's just that simple. Now, Psalm 82 says you're a god, okay? As a god, you can do whatever you want as long as it's between two consenting adults. You can do whatever you want, you know? But you have to remember, you're actually a spiritual person. It's the spirit that actually controls the physical, right? And if the spirit, if the spirit is not controlling the physical, this is where the molestation takes place. You're dealing with the people that's not consenting with you on your activity, like with the all the problems they have in the Catholic Church with this type of activity, you know. And the ministers or preachers, whatever the Catholic guys call themselves, if they were dealing with consenting adults, you know, there would be no problem. But they're dealing with children that haven't consented or nothing, you know. That means these guys are out of control. They're spiritually, they're in a church, but they're spiritually out of control, you know. So you have to take all that into consideration when you're doing what you do, you know. But once you accept who you are, that you are the gods of this world, there's nothing greater than what you see in that mirror. Nothing. Nobody's smarter. Nobody's better than what you see in that mirror, okay? And if your action is not harming another person, okay, then your actions should not be judged, because as a god, you can do whatever you want, all right? But when you're putting your life juices on a racetrack, there's no babies coming out, okay? So basically, it's about pleasure, you know? And if that's how you want to pleasure yourself, well, that's up to you, okay? I can't judge you for that because you're a god equal to me. So there's no judgment going on, because you have the right to do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting another individual, okay? But you got to remember, in order to have a nation, you need babies. That's all I'm saying, you know? And right now, the way this culture, this society is set up right now, a lot of people are scared of them babies. They don't have no children because they don't have the money to take care of them. It's an 18-year process. Well, I got children for more than 18 years. You're going to be taking care of the children, either physically or mentally, as long as they're alive, okay? So that's just how it works. But my answer is getting it twisted. Once you bring that baby in, you know, that baby is locked in for the rest of your life. It's just that simple. But so a lot of us are scared to bring the babies in, and I understand that, you know? And a lot of us are not dealing with the bigger picture, you know? It's about pleasure, you know? So you're not a male born a female. You're both male and female. That's how you're born. That's who you are. Ain't nobody trapped inside there. You are half male, half female. That's what's up. I don't know how I can make it any plainer. But 42 chromosomes from each side get together, and the baby comes out. So that's who you are. Okay. And I'm going to read something from Matthew 4:6, right? Have you not read that he which made him at the beginning made him male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So here's the thing, okay? Two men can become one flesh. Two women can't. There's a reason for that, okay? This is why back in the day, they used to, when the man had his arm, he won't worry about nobody messing with the females to make them pregnant. Because it wasn't any of a female. Females can't make each other pregnant. Okay. And when the men, he had the men in his guards, what he used to do is they used to cut the men's genitals off and turn them into eunuch, so he wasn't going there to sleep with the female. Okay, so only a male and female can become one flesh as far as sex is concerned. I mean, you got the toys out there. You can play with your little vibrators and whatever you do out there. You know, you can play with all of that, you know. But the male and the female can become one flesh. That's how that works. And, you know, quiet as is kept, once you have sex with a person, basically you have just married that person. That's what marriage is. I mean, we're pretty loose with sex, man. We just go have sex, have fun, have pleasure, have a good time, you know. I'm not into the relationship thing and all that, you know. And I understand that. And I can dig it, you know. But the book is there to guide you towards something, okay? That's what the Bible is for. It's not really a religious book. It's a history book on lessons and things that we have done in the past so that you won't do them again, so that you won't make the same mistakes that we made before. You know, when they talk about Solomon and Gomorrah, and he killed everybody because they were gay or homosexual or whatever, you can get into that hype. You follow what I'm saying? But the real reason that story was put in there, because we need nations. We need the babies. I don't know what to say, but we need those babies, man. Now, I will open your mic. If you have something to say or comment or an opinion about what it means to be gay, because you might have some people that's on the line that might be gay. And if you want to have an opinion of what it means to be gay to you, then all you got to do is hit one and let me know that you want to make a comment, and I'll open up your mic and you can speak, okay? And those that are on the line, I'd like to thank you for calling in. Let me know that I'm here by myself, you know, because this is prime time. 8 o'clock is prime. I switched to prime time because I'm so busy during the day, I don't have time to do it at 3 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, I normally fall asleep around 4 or 5 o'clock. Like, I just woke up at 7:30 tonight, because I had everything ready, so it didn't take me long to do the show. But this is prime time. So when you call in at prime time, I really appreciate it. You know, you're actually going out of your way to make the call, and I want to thank you for that, okay? Now, this topic, you probably won't get this topic out of me for a while, because I don't really get into this topic too much, because I know who you are, okay? This is my opinion now. Like I say, your opinion, like butts, everybody got one. But this is my opinion. You are gods. As a god, you can do whatever you want, as long as it's not harming another god, okay? Two consenting adults can do whatever they feel like. That's just how it is. That's because that's who you are. And I have no right to judge you based on your actions if you're not hurting nobody else. Two consenting adults get together. It's not for me to judge, you know? You know, when they say sin, see, well, let's talk about the word sin for a minute. I have a different sort of meaning in my mind for most of these words that they're throwing out there. The meanings, I don't like some of the meanings that they get into. Because I'm into the culture of read what you sow. That's your natural culture. That's right. It's a culture. Read what you sow is a culture, and it's your natural culture. So if you're going to do something, right, you have to think, what am I reaping from this action, okay? If what I'm reaping is pleasure and that's all I want, as a god, you have the right to do that, and I can't judge you for that. I don't care who you sleep with, dogs, cats, whatever, you know, because people sleep with everything out there now, you know. But once you get into the big picture, you know, the whole thing was designed so that nations can come out of the relationship. Now, the drive for sex is strong. It's real strong. It's supposed to be because the most important thing that we can do is make babies. We need those babies. Not you have to take care of them. You know, it's a pretty good run. You know, it's an all-your-life run. I got children. That's what it is. But we need the babies, and that's so much of what's going on. Now, because other gods have persecuted gods for not engaging in activities that create babies as you reap what you sow, okay? That's the culture. So if you're engaged in activity and you're not reaping what the activity is designed for, you get pleasure out of the activity because we need the babies. But the activity is literally designed to make babies. And some people are so out of control, they will force people to have sex with them, they'll rape them. You lose your job because you're not sex. I mean, some people just are absolutely out of control with the sex, with the sexual activity, you know. And this is the problem that I'm having, because people are literally out of control, you know. As far as you say, well, a man dressing like a woman, who decided that the man had to wear pants and that women had to wear a dress? Who made those decisions? Okay. You can dress or throw whatever you feel like, and that's up to you. See, once we begin to accept in each other, once we begin accepting each other for who we are, right, then we have a better understanding. I think we're having a problem again like we had a couple of weeks ago. People are being knocked off, and they have to call back in. I'm going to complain about that and see if maybe it's something that I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing. But I noticed that a lot of calls are dropping off and they're calling back in. So we have to, I'm going to check with some of the numbers to make sure, after the show is over, to make sure that it's not really, it's something that's not going on with the board, you know, because the board is acting a little strange today. Okay, but back to the topic, okay? Two men can become one flesh. Two women cannot become one flesh. So they're talking about that in a sense that they want you to have the babies. Okay, that's what the whole thing is all about. Okay? Once you realize, or once you accept the fact that there's no greater person on the planet than you, that there's nobody smarter, there's nobody better than you, what you see in the mirror, that's it, okay? If something in your life has to be changed, that person that you're looking at in the mirror can change it, because you're carrying power, see? And if you're carrying power, that means you have the power to change whatever you want around you, okay? So this is what I say, you are a god. And when you look around you, and when you see everything that's been done, everything that's been built, everything has been built for men and women, everything. Anyone that's built for no spiritual entity coming from out of the sky to do anything, that's not how it works, you know. You are carrying power because of who you are. Now, I know some of us want to go to the Bible and address, but the book tells you who you are. You are a god, you know. Everything that you do can be reflected as a god. That doesn't mean that you're greater than other gods, but it doesn't mean that no other god is greater than you. So we need to stop the hero worship and all this kind of stuff, because if your life has to change, the best person in the world to change your life is you, the one that you see in the mirror. You have the right. You have the power. You're carrying power. Now, just for a second, let's be talking about that. Let's get into what happens when you pray, okay? A lot of people say, well, I don't do too much praying. Ain't nothing up there, George. They talk about this guy sitting up on a chair watching everybody. Well, we're getting caught up in the hype, you know? So we don't want to get caught up in the hype. We want to really deal with reality, okay? If I need something, I would rather pick up the phone and call my brother or my sister and say, yo, I need so-and-so and so-and-so, okay? If they got it, they're coming, all right? Now, when there's such a thing called dark matter, right? Dark matter, it flows through everything in the universe. This is what we call the Christ consciousness, okay? It's conscious energy. That's what dark matter is. And that dark matter rubs up against Everything in the universe, every atom, every molecule rubs up against all those atoms and molecules. And when two things rub together, it gives off heat or energy. That energy is the form of light. You put a machine, you rub your hands together, and you put your hands under a certain machine, and it'll see a glow, an energy, a light. Okay, that light is what we call auras. Okay, and as that light builds up, there's connection points. There's parts in the body that collect this light, collect this energy, what we're calling Christ consciousness. This connected, it's collecting this consciousness. Okay, this conscious energy is being collected at certain points. These points are what we call chakras. Now, how do you release the energy that's in the chakras? You release the energy in the chakras by praying. So that means that you can literally pray things into existence. You're carrying that kind of power. And when somebody asks you to pray for them, that's what they're asking you to do. Send me this energy, and send this energy in my direction so I can have favor. If you notice, all the religions that you enter, right, they're having you send the energy to a specific place so that energy will go in that favor. I mean, when I was dealing with the Nation of Islam, we like to thank Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, see? So all that energy is going to help Muhammad, because every time you pray, you're releasing that energy to help him in his favor, okay? And you can do the same thing with your children. You can release the energy from the chakras through prayer to go to your children. Why do you think certain religions, they be praying all day long, you know? If they handle them, control them, the energy from the chakras, that's exactly what they're doing. I know you don't get this kind of information every day, but I just decided, I want to give it out. I want to share what I have. Oh, well, now I went past again. Once I get to talk, I get a little fired up here. I like to run a little commercial if you don't mind. This is the Elohim Speaks radio show. And this is basically, okay, now I've been on script for a few weeks, but because I wanted to go through 2018 just kind of loose, you know, because I stopped 2017 because I wanted to start back on the show in 2018. Like I said, we deal with solutions to particular problems and stuff like that. And I wanted to deal with some solutions on the gay community, as they're calling themselves, you know. I wanted to deal with some solutions in that area, you know, because we're mistreating God for being God. You know, and that's not how it's supposed to go. Anyway, this is the Elohim Speaks Sunday. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm not going to give the other shout-outs to the other radio shows because I'm switching to basically this is going to be a Bible-based show, okay? So every week we're going to go through some of the problems that we're having, and most of us don't know how to read the book. That's why they say, well, this throwing the book in the trash, take that problem and throw it out. It don't mean this and it don't mean that. That's only because you don't know how to read the doggone book. You have a culture, the 1%. When they came and find them, when they found this Bible, when they read this thing, oh man, they took this Bible and conquered the planet with it. Now, and you're throwing it in the trash. Now here's the thing. What do they read that you're not? I got right back into the lecture, but the calling number for this show is 516-453-9230. We have from 8 to 9. I'm Elohim. This is Elohim Speaks, okay? That's the calling number for the show. This is prime time, so anybody that called during this time, trust me, I appreciate it because there's so much going out there around between 8 and 9 at prime time. I'm going against the radio. I'm going against all the radio shows, networks, everything. Cause this is prime time, okay? So now I see that Brother Max just called. He calls everybody time because we're doing a commercial. So I'm going to open up Brother Mike's mic. And Brother Max, I think we're getting talked about it. And let him let you know about his show, and he can tell you more about his show. Let me see. Okay, it's working. So the board is working. Brother Max, how you doing today? Yeah.
Good evening, Brother Elohim. You realize you didn't send out a notice.
Huh? can't hear you. You just dropped out.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, do you realize you didn't send out the text?
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier in the program because I sent out 275 texts. So I'm using a new app, Textra. So maybe everybody's not getting it. I have to figure out what I'm doing. Maybe I just don't know how to use it right. I woke up at 7:30 and I didn't have much time, so I used Texture to get everybody in, you know. So if you didn't get it, I appreciate you letting me know, and I'll see what I'm doing with Texture to make it a little bit better. But I sent out over 250 texts, so that's how many people I got.
I use Texture as well, and what I have found is I had to break my phone book down into groups. You can send out about 50 without much of a problem. So if you're sending out 250, you might need to break it down into five different groups and send out the five, and that way. They all might go better.
Yeah, well, I did that. I have the groups locked in as
ten
groups because the phone is acting silly and it won't let me send out the morning 10 people at a time. You're trying to send out 200 texts 10 at a time. That's a lot of work. And then I woke up at 7:30, so I had the rest of this thing free, you know. I'll try to figure out why the texts aren't going out as a group under Texture. You know, I have to work a little more, you know. Anyhow, I'm glad you checked in. I appreciate it. And you want to tell them a little bit about your show? If you have a comment about what does it mean to be gay and
Well, I'd like to say a little bit about a little bit about my show, but I don't know a lot about being gay. What I do know is that. The mindset that I've been given over my lifetime and especially my young life was, you know, based upon the Old Testament view of homosexuality. Regarding the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, and so my concept of homosexuality was pretty firmly based, you know, on the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and how it being an abomination. And the only way to take care of it, according to the Old Testament, was that God destroyed the cities where this was so prevalent that the men of the city came to Lot's house and wanted to have relations with the angels. So that image and concept has persisted and has followed me through my adulthood. I was duly impressed with the story as well of King Solomon, who was about as far away from gay as you could get, in that he had hundreds of wives, I think six or 700, and then several hundred concubines as well, and so that perception sort of shaped my view of polygamy and polygyny, that image, that perception still persists. However, out of necessity, and repetition, I have had to question, you know, my early views, and to date, I haven't really changed my perception, but the aversion, I've studied somewhat, and questioned whether or not the time has come to change my perception, or if the time will come that my perception will change, or that I will that I will cease to exist. And so I guess I'm trying to say that my perception.
It's not an easy topic to deal with, huh?
It's not. The Catholics say that that early training is so important that I remember it being said that the Catholics said that if you give us the child for the first 7 years, he'll be Catholic the rest of his life.
Or he'll be gay the rest of his life.
it's very interesting to see how the church is under attack for having forbidden marriage in the priesthood, and the priests have turned to turned to each other and to boys, and so it's kind of can I summarize by saying the jury is out and I'm somewhat confused.
I think most people are, because most people don't actually haven't accepted who they actually are. You know, in the book,
okay.
You are God. God, as a God, you can pretty much do whatever you want as long as it's not hurting other gods. And out of control priests, see what I'm saying? They're out of control because they're having relations with people that aren't actually consenting, people that aren't actually able enough to really know what's going on, you know. And
yeah,
so that means that priests spiritually are out of control. This is what we talked about earlier, you know. If that conscious, that Christ consciousness inside of you, that spiritual entity that lives in you, you know, which is actually who you are, that conscious being, that's who you are. And that conscious being is not in control enough to control the physical aspects of themselves, then no telling what they might do. They'll rape everything. They'll kick you off your job because you're not having sex with them. They do all kinds of crazy stuff because they're out of control, see? But when a person realizes that they are actually a god and can control everything, they're carrying power. We explained a little bit of how prayer works and how that energy of prayer comes. I think these are one of the shows we did this month before about how prayer works and how you can send that conscious energy out. Well, once a person accepts the fact that just deal with reality, okay, whatever's around you, whoever you see, whatever they are, they're not greater or better than you, and everything that's being made from the cosmos down to the house you live in was made for men and women. This planet was made for men and women to live on, made for people. Everything has been made, the solar system was made for people. So there's nothing higher or greater anywhere than what you see in that mirror. And once you realize, well, okay, I'm a god. Okay, I can sleep wherever I want to sleep with. And we should not judge another guy for who that person is sleeping with, as long as, okay, they're dealing with a consenting person. Okay, now, I don't know how if the animal consent to you having sex with them,
right?
Because I have sex with animals as well, you know. But I'm just saying, there's consequences for every choice that you make, and the consequence for those choices that there's no baby. You can't have a nation without babies. So that's the problem. Now, some people, like I said, some people don't want no babies. This culture that we're under right now, this dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest culture, you know, but sometimes backs you in a corner. You say, well, I can't afford no children. You know, I don't have time to be raising babies, wiping pampers, and taking children to school and all that. I just don't have time to do that because I'm trying to get paid right now, you know, so that maybe later I might can do it, but right now I can't do it, you see. So I think once we accept each other as gods, we have a different viewpoint as to how we should react to people going against the norm, you know. When two men get together, see, it says that we put in Matthew 4-6, I already read it, so I'm just going to just paraphrase a little bit, that we become one flesh, okay? Now, women can't be homosexuals. This is something that women cannot be homosexuals because they cannot become one flesh with each other. They don't have the body parts. You know what I'm saying? So men can be homosexuals because they have the body parts and become one with one another, you know. But a woman can't be a homosexual. Now, a woman can be gay, you know. She can, because that's a lifestyle that they have adapted for people that deal with the same sex. It's a gay lifestyle, okay? So only a man can be a homosexual, but women can be gay. And as a god, they have the right to do whatever they want, and we should not be judging them, you know, unless they're doing what the preachers have done and messing with the little children in the church or raping people or misusing or forcing people to do things for the job, for money, and things of that nature, you know. So this is where we've been coming from on that particular subject. And like I said, we deal with solutions. The solution to the gay, well, see, it's not a problem, but the solution to God's acting that way is that they're gods. They can do whatever they want. And just leave them alone. You know, we shouldn't persecute a god for being a god. You know, that's what I'm saying. And that's what's going on in this culture right now. We haven't accepted the fact of who we are, you know. And once we realize who we are, well, I'm a god. If I want to deal with a god, deal with a god. If I want to deal with a female, deal with a female. It's up to me, you know. But like I said, there's consequences under the culture of reap what you sow for every act that you commit. And when you commit that, when you commit the act of becoming one flesh, two men become homosexuals, be one flesh, ain't no babies coming out of there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the sin is, and this is what we're just going to deal with before I went to the commercial, we're going to talk about sin. Sin is when you commit an act, right, and you're not reaping what you're actually trying to sell, okay? Well, before you, I got it all twisted up here. Hold on for a second. You reap what you sow, okay? And so what you're sowing, you're not reaping the proper benefit from what you're sowing, okay? That's what actually sin is, okay? So when you put your life, Jesus, in a racetrack, you're sowing, but you're not reaping no babies, you know? Now, that's what the whole thing was designed for. It wasn't designed for just for you to have pleasure, although that's what we do. It's pleasurable because we need the babies. But the life juices were designed to produce the baby. Okay, so when you just, like, that's that problem with masturbation as well. When you masturbate, ain't no babies coming out of that tissue. Ain't no babies coming out of that little piece of cloth, that condom that you have on, you know? So that's what the whole thing is all about. Now, what you didn't do, you didn't tell us about your show.
Well, thank you, Brother Elohim. Legacy of a Nation comes on Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. And the purpose of Legacy of a Nation is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And our definition of the Aboriginal community is we who are descendants of slaves. We who were in these lands of the Americas before the arrival of Columbus in 1492. We had been here for thousands and thousands of years prior. By way of our ancestry, we had been here. Our ancestors were here when Columbus came to the Caribbean, and our ancestors were here when the Dutch came, when the Portuguese came, when the English came, when the Germans came. We were already here. Now, we contend that we are Aborigines and that we are 50 million strong, and we are a nation unto ourselves, unlike any other nation that exists or ever existed. But we are a nation of people who are 50 million strong, and if we knew who we are, if we knew that we are a nation inside of another nation, 50 million strong, we would know at the same time that we would be the 26th largest nation in the world and in the UN if we had our own flag and our own geographical territory. And so Legacy of a Nation comes with an interactive show so that we can talk with each other and to each other about ourselves and learn about ourselves and who we are. Again, our mission is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. Thank you so much, Brother Elohim, for letting me say something about my show. Again,
can we get the number? Come on.
And the telephone number is 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. That's Legacy of a Nation, 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday, rain, shine, sleet, or snow. And I'm Brother Mac, and my loyal co-host is Sun 752. And again, thank you, Brother Elohim. I must say, you caused me to wonder about being gay, because until now, I didn't make a distinction between being gay and being homosexual. You seem to make a distinction, and they have different definitions for the two terms. Am I on track here?
Well, basically, what I'm trying to do is give people a different awareness about about God and what God can do and cannot do. You know, so if once we step up to the fact, that's why the Bible is so important, because it tells you things, and if you think about what it's telling you, then you'll get a different reality in reference to what's going on right now. Because in the Bible, homosexual is when one flesh, when two people become one flesh, right? That's the male and the female. Now, the female can't do that. You see, female and female can't become one flesh, but male and male can. You see, so the male is the only one that could be a homosexual. The female now she can engage in bestiality because she can get into bed with a horse. So you can have a horse, a sugar screw horse or a dog. Yeah, some people actually live with dogs and make dogs their partner, some females. So she can engage in bestiality, you know, but the homosexual she can't be. So the whole thing is that's the solution to the persecution of God. You know, if God wants to be homosexual, but that's up to God. Now, what the price that they're paying is that they're not having any children. And if they're not, if they start this lifestyle early, you know, I have a cousin, you know, she started the lifestyle when she was about 15, 16. She's dead now, and we don't have no representative of her. She's just gone. You see what I'm saying? And we need a representative of this person because if you have that one in a million person, out of all those sperm that come in, you're that one in a million that comes in as a baby, you need to be reproduced. And it's important to the society that you be reproduced because you was produced for a reason because of the consciousness. That kind of person of who you are, when you decided to pick whoever you wanted as your mother and father, I mean, that's a whole other lesson. You actually make that decision when you come into that age, you know, if you want them to be your mother and father or not, if you want them to be that person to be your mother or not, you know. So you make that decision. But basically, the whole thing is out of control because this culture makes money off of chaos. Okay, you got some noise in the background there, but I don't know what it is. But this whole country, it makes money off of chaos. That's what Trump is doing. What he's doing. They get paid on this chaos. They They are switching people. They give you one thing while they're doing something else. Tell the people to do all the stuff for them, and it ain't happening. They just taking the money and running, you know. And the people loving every minute of it. They're loving every minute of it. They're getting a screw without no grease. They loving it, you know. So I'm just saying, once we realize who we are, right, most concepts that people are giving off in this culture, that we are related to a landmass, and we're not. We're related to the cosmos. Now we might have picked a landmass to live on, but the landmass don't determine who we are. You know, your consciousness—that's what determines who you are. And the consciousness is a frequency. See, now where you live at mentally—that's a frequency. In that frequency, you can bring different things to you because there's levels to the frequency of the mind. And once you get into those particular frequencies, you can begin to develop things around you. You can also shapeshift. You can get to the point when you get to that frequency. We only got a few seconds here. But when you get to a certain frequency, you can literally change physical things and manipulate things. This is why some of the teachers, they say this is the holographic society. Because based on the frequency that you live in, you can manipulate the physical realm, physically manipulate the physical realm. This is why we don't see certain people because they can shapeshift. They can change the perception, and what you're looking at is what they want you to see. And it might not be who they are at all, you know. So we only got about 1 minute left here. So with this 1 minute, I would like to say this is Elohim Speaks Sunday show. We're here on prime time, 8 to 9. So if anybody that calls in during this time, we really appreciate it because we're going up against quite a bit bringing our show on at prime time. Now, the show from this forward, the show is going to be Bible-based. And but most of us don't know how to read the book. So as we go through the book, we're giving you the correct perception. We got about 10 seconds here. So anyway, we're letting you know why the 1%. took this book, How They Conquered the World, with the book, and why we should be using it to get out of this mess that we have. Brother Mac, I want to thank you, and those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much for calling. I appreciate y'all. Like I said, this Elohim Speaks Sunday. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9, and I hope that you'll check back with us next week. I hope I'll have my texting problem solved by then. So love you, more love, and go with peace. And we'll talk to you again next week. Much love.
Much love, brother. Be well.